3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Totally Random Podcast with your host, ATG, the animator, and Miss Jackson.
Hello, people. This is ATG, the animator, back again. I said I'm not going to do that. Hello, then that's it, because they're not be the same like everyone else. And this is Totally Random Podcast with ATG the Animator. And today it's quite a different day because I'm not used to having guests of such caliber. Hello, Sam. I'm gonna call you Sam. I don't know.
No.
Why not?
Because that's not my name.
That's my real name. Yeah.
That's my real name. Yeah. But my brand name is Miss Red.
But most of the time when I introduce you to people, you'd be like, introduce me as Sam.
That's because that's an interpersonal kind of meeting, and okay, it's a one-on-one. When I'm at work, it's a different thing. Not that saying that this is work, but
yeah.
What I represent is Miss Red.
Miss Red.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Miss Red. But I don't think it's going to stick throughout the show, fam.
Hello, ATG.
How are you doing? At least you're calling me ATG, not the other name.
Exactly, because you see why it's so important.
Good.
Because ATG is the brand name for the podcast.
Never say that. Do not even say it now.
I was about to say it, but you see how it feels.
Okay, headbound. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hello. So, I'm going to do it because,
you won't
do it someday. Hello.
Yeah, that's the way. So, I don't know if you listened to my last week's podcast. So, technically, I'm a celebrity in Paris.
Oh, jeez.
Because that's where most of my listeners are.
Oh, jeez.
So,
is that what your analytics were telling you?
Yeah. Because the previous podcast before that, the one from last week, I had about 500 listeners from Paris within a day.
Oh, wow.
So,
look at you.
So if 500 people know me in Paris, what does that mean?
It means 500 people listen to you in Paris. It doesn't mean you're a celebrity.
I'm
sorry for bursting your bubble.
That is right. When I'm a celebrity in Paris, I'm going to be there looking up and like, yo, you're going to start with ATG.
Shout out to Paris.
Shout out to Paris. But I was shocked though. With my stats though. Like, what? Cause,
I know what you mean.
Because number one is France. Know. Number two is, it's Zimbabwe. And then number three is South Africa. And then there's Germany,
Paris,
Australia.
Paris beating Zimbabwe.
Hey.
That's wild. Congratulations, celebrity.
Yeah. You hate it for yourself. This is going to be my new tone, my new ringing tone.
Thank you. Congratulations, celebrity. Just repeat it. Just loop that part.
Definitely going to repeat that part. How have you been? How's the COVID-19? How's the quarantine time? How's been life?
The COVID-19 is bad, but the lockdown is not so bad. I think It's been a very reflective time for me during this lockdown. You're probably the first person that I'm going to tell this, but I actually had a spat of COVID myself. So I recovered from it.
Great.
So yeah. I know, right? I know.
So because I remember you went on lockdown way before everyone else.
Yeah. So people didn't understand that because I didn't really talk about it. When it comes to my health, I tend to like to keep things to myself. So yeah, I went through that. I recovered with just after, I think it was about day 21, I was getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I had very mild symptoms, but even though mild symptoms were really, really bad. So in terms of the COVID, very bad, very nasty disease. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. But the lockdown has been good because after my self-isolation, I went into lockdown now. So I had 21 days before everyone else got onto this. So I've had a lot of time to reflect on life, to think, to clear my head, to see what's most important to me, to analyze where I want to go with my life, to have a moment to just be and not be Miss Red, but be Samantha. So a lot of people may not understand the difference between the two,
yeah.
But Miss Red is the media personality, the person who's out there, the person that everyone knows outside of her house, outside of her family, the moneymaker, the product.
Mm-hmm.
But Samantha is the human being who feels, who is a mother, who is a sister, who is the one who will wash your clothes or the one who will cook for her kids. So I had to kind of get back to that position and just remember what that felt like, because I really believe that I'd forgotten,
mm-hmm.
because I was constantly pursuing Miss Red at every single point, that I didn't know how to remove myself from her at a certain point.
Yeah.
So I think this has been a great time to kind of remove myself from Miss Red and just learn to love and be Samantha.
You know, I feel for everyone who's reflecting to this whole quarantine time and this whole lockdown thing.
Mm-hmm. So
some people are taking it, be like, yeah, it's a bad thing, it's a terrible thing that we're all in lockdown and stuff. But we have to utilize it, make it count.
Yes. Like, we actually do.
Because some of the people are just stuck there, be like, okay, there's nothing to do. When we open, what are you going to do? What's your plan? Then you don't have any plan. I've only had time. Well, now you've got time, fam. Think about it.
So for me, let me look at the way I looked at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Mm-hmm.
I had been going on and on. I was on a speed train for a very long time.
Yeah.
And even when I asked for, because I always used to ask my boss for time off. And even when I asked for time off, I'd be asking for time off to do other work.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a constant cycle of work, and actually no rest. Even when I tried to take a day off, like, I would end up somewhere, somehow, doing something when I would have told myself, no, today I'm not going to do anything.
Gonna work, yeah.
So for me, I felt like it was a time that God said, okay, Samantha, from my personal experience, Samantha, I'm going to stop everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And that's another reason why I felt like it was such a blessing. But I was in pause for 21 days. And after that 21 days, I started thinking to myself, now, okay, I'm ready to rethink whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I really want to do with my life? And then I started doing proposals. I started doing plans. I started learning new skills. Because I felt to myself, yes, we've had rest. But the minute they say it's a go, everyone needs to go back to work, we're now back to normal, where am I going to be and what am I going to be doing at that point? How will I say I have utilized my time after the lockdown is done?
Because you gotta bring out something positive out of all this.
You have to build
your brands, you have to build your companies. And
because by the time they open, if you haven't done anything, you will be behind.
I think you
know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm ready for us to open because I've got the plans that I have, Lord. Thank you.
I'm itching now for people to just open everything, because I'm like, I have a drink company that I need to start. I have a television station that I need to set up.
Mm.
I have content that I need to produce. Uh-huh. Like, can people just be done with this?
Just I'm ready. I personally have. Do you know what? For the longest time ever, I think I said this on every podcast, I always wanted to have a tour. Like a Zimbabwean tour, African tour, wherever it is, but just a tour where I'm just visiting places and doing stuff.
Yes.
So in my head, I was always like, okay, so a lot of people have to know me first. I have to be like a celebrity and stuff. This was me before. But then because of this all self-time and stuff, I was like, no, I'm going to do it by myself. Be like,
life is too short.
So I've got two tours now that I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
One is when I'm going to be touring Zimbabwe, the whole of Zimbabwe, and the other one when I'm going to go to Mozambique, Botswana, Zambia.
Nice.
So I'm yet to find other countries that I'm going to go to.
I lived in Mozambique for a couple of years. It's such a beautiful place.
It is.
I wish more people would see it for what it really is.
I've seen pictures of Mozambique and be like, what?
It's so amazing. And it's developed so fast over the last couple of years, eh?
Which is good. Shout out to Mozambique. I've got a few of them on my test. Another one. Mm-hmm. So soon I'm going to be a celebrity again in Mozambique.
See? Isn't Gonzalez, isn't it from Mozambique?
It is. Wait, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be home.
Very nice country.
So people are going to be like, yo, bro, you're back.
Welcome back home.
And I'm going to be like, I am partly. I don't know. I'm not being partly, but yes. I'm Gonzalez East. But I tell everyone else that I'm from Portugal.
Are you from Portugal or are you from Mozambique? Which one is it? Or from Angola?
Indian. I think Mozambique. It's Mozambique.
Okay.
My dad said Mozambique. Cool. So, yeah. So, we'll okay. I love talking about love. Because I feel like, I know like it's a broad topic and it's a kind of like a cliche type of vibe. But I feel like love needs to be set right. And people really need to understand what it is and what happens throughout it. But before we get into that love situation, we're going to play one of your songs that you selected.
Yes! And then I'll tell you a story about it, like after you...
After, yeah. All right.
Haven't already, subscribe on iTunes, and while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.
All right, that was Two Occasions, Baby Bass. Do you know what? Out of all my guests, like I've been getting new songs lately. Like I didn't know this song, and other songs that I've played before, which is good. There's a lot of songs out there.
There are a lot of songs. That Babyface song is like from a really, really long time ago when he just started his singing career, really.
Yeah.
But I love it because it reminds me of my love story with my person.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent it to me, and I know a lot of Babyface music, but I'd never heard the song. So we speak in music terms. So he can send me a song. He's like, "This is my dedication to you for today. I have a beautiful day." So I listened to the song, and I don't know. I just loved it. I mean, he sent me a lot of songs that I'm like, I don't like. But it was still a dedication. But this one, it sat in my heart, and I've loved it ever since.
Yeah.
So every week, I didn't go a week without listening to the song because it reminds me of my personal current love story.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Are we gonna go deeper on that one?
Nah. That's as far as it is. Oh, jeez.
For those who I know it's way late in the podcast, but hey, you're still tuned in. For those who don't know, Sam, okay, Miss Rad. I think, yeah, just tell people who you are and what you do, but nothing else. I'm like, what are you doing with your life?
Okay, in a nutshell,
yeah,
Miss Rad is a media personality. She is on radio, on television, and of late, people have started calling me a social media celebrity. I saw it in one bio that someone wrote about me. I'm like, hey, social media celebrity.
Celebrity.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I do. I'm a digital entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a philanthropist to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And that's basically me.
Yeah. And to those, like, I've had the liberty of knowing Miss Red three-sided, like, three-dimensional. The business side, the fun side, the family side.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I know Miss Red in and out. And I know
pretty deeply. Yeah,
I know when she wants to talk. I know when she doesn't want to talk. I know when she needs company. I know when she needs food. I know that when she's hungry.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I really let you in.
And so, jeez. which is amazing. So sometimes, do you know that it reflects on some of your posts that you make. I can see how you're feeling on this post.
Are you serious?
I see that. I'm like, okay. Sometimes I'll be like, let me screenshot this and tell you how you're feeling right now. I'm like, because I'll ruin your interaction with the people now, because you would think that everyone else knows what I'm talking about. So I'll be like, okay, let me just leave it like that, because I also know that you, when it's business time, I discourage my finance, so good.
But you know what though?
Mm-hmm.
I've made a conscious decision over the last couple of weeks that I'm not going to post for myself anymore. So for the last, I think it's been 3 weeks now, I deleted my my Twitter app and my Instagram app. So I've asked my team to just manage my social media. What we do is at the beginning of the week, I can give them some posts to post that I feel like I need this posted.
Yeah.
And then I remove myself from the equation. They just make it
happen.
Sound like me, and then just post it. Or they can say, no, today we're not posting this because it sounds emotional. So I just decided that I want to just remove myself, because Miss Red is a business. And I tend to have emotional moments in which Samantha sometimes comes out in Miss Red's platforms. So because of the toxicity as well of social media, it affects Samantha more than it affects Miss Red.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why. Yeah.
Because you go back to Samantha, you do not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I've just, it's been 3 weeks, I deleted the Twitter off my phone, I deleted Instagram off my phone, and I've been the happiest in terms of my emotions for a while. Like, I've really been so happy. So maybe at some point I'll come back, but for now, I'm enjoying this place.
Just out of curiosity, do you reply to DMs on?
Yes, I do. Before I deleted my apps, I used to open my own DMs. I used to respond to as many as I could.
So now your people are replying the DMs, or they don't go into your DM?
They go into my DM, because a lot of it is it's just fan mail. It's not.
Okay, it's not business.
People who are personal to me, they know where to find me. Yeah, but the DMs, it's usually fan mail, or if it's business, they know how to respond to business. DMs, yeah. They now understand how to talk to people.
To people. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay. On the love side, on the love sector, when was it? This week, my dad sent me this message. I found it really, really strange, but then I was happy, because that's where I was heading with my life, which was amazing. I was like, okay, so I think this is a sign. Not that I think, but this was a sign of I'm on the right track. So, so in short, the article was saying, don't wait till you've made it in life, or sort of made it in air quotes. It could turn into, you want to have like 20 cars, you want to have a mansion, and then decide to marry. So this one was dedicated straight up to men. So it was like, don't wait till like you have what you think is making it in life in order to marry. Because by the time you want to marry, then there won't be anyone else, or you're just going to rush it.
Yeah.
Married
and
now,
maybe the ones that may be there will be there for the wrong reason.
Exactly, will be there for the things, for the material that you have.
Yeah.
So it was saying, marry when you're still young, and then build a legacy together. Which made sense. And then it was like, okay, do you want to be 60 and have a 20-year-old child?
Yeah.
Which was like, whoa, okay, 60 and have a 20, what? Just crazy.
Yeah.
So meaning you wouldn't have time with your children, because what you're gonna do is you're going to be focusing too much on work and not focusing on family.
Yeah. And which really matters. True.
Because once that ruins your childhood, once that absence reaches you, it's going to mess up with you the rest of your life. So you wouldn't want that to your kids or to your family. So I was like, okay. But then now, how am I going to choose who to marry when I'm still young? Mm-hmm. Because when you're young, you do not know the difference between love, lust, or feelings. Mm-hmm. So you might end up marrying the wrong person, and then you're just going to be in another...
kind of relationship, yeah.
So to me, I was like, okay, this is a great idea, but then now how do you know these things?
So I think there's never like a perfect time, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
You can just feel it, exactly. Okay, uh-huh. I think this one could be the one.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be perfect, ever. Even having children,
a lot of people take it good as soon as you Kanashika 25 is when you're supposed to do this. Kanashika 30 is what you're supposed to do this. I'm like, no.
It's different.
Yeah, like build your own things. Usati no, my parents did this and that. I was like, yeah, that's like years ago. Things were different. So now make it your own. I love this at the time when I was at church, my prophet said, a lot of people do not like when you're dating. Mm-hmm. A man has to see the wife in you,
mm-hmm.
not the girlfriend mm-hmm. in you, and also the girl. Mm-hmm. You should know when to show the girlfriend in you, because there are two women in you. There's the girlfriend mm-hmm. side and then the wife side. So know mm-hmm. when to show your girlfriend side and when to show your wife side, mm-hmm. to indicate that I'm ready to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Just like okay, and then when I look back, I thought okay. This one here, I promised that to show the wife side, and then I got bored for over it. Prophet, for the girlfriend side. And then now, we're already treating each other like we are married. I know it's kind of fun with him, mining, and what, but then it just dies too quickly.
So quickly.
Yeah.
Because
you frustrate things, and then be like, hey, it's love, and what, I'm like,
That's such a profound statement, though.
So I was like, okay, all right. So since then I've been looking at things two-sided. I'm looking at them how they are and how they look outside.
They could be
how they could be.
Yeah, that's a very powerful statement.
Yeah,
shout out to the prophet.
Shout out to him. I'm gonna call him on the podcast. Then and then my call to action is gonna be like I'm a celebrity in Paris, so we're gonna be reaching out in Paris too. I'm sure he's gonna buy into that. I'm gonna be like, yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I was also reading something the other day, and with regards to love and the whole situation. Mm. So I'm gonna read this for you, and I want you to tell me what you think after.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Go for it.
So here we go. We've been brainwashed by the culture to expect an ideal of love and relationships that's unrealistic for most. If you weren't loved and cared for properly as a child, then released with compassion and acceptance as an adolescent, then love is a skill that must be laboriously learned. You may feel the emotion known as love for others, but to be in a healthy, intimate, long-term love relationship will require the equivalent of learning a new skill or trait. You're not just going to meet the right person and suddenly know how to do it right. As relationships, we've all also been misled. Romantic movies end at the moment when mm-hmm. desire, fear, or separation end and mutual love begins.
Mm-hmm.
And when we presume it's happily ever after from there, but in a real relationship, that's when the actual work begins. If you continually bicker in our relationship or are unhappy or don't feel understood or don't have trust, then we think it means we're in the wrong relationship. Yet in our careers, we work hard and we struggle, yet we stick with it because in the long term, it is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And if because unfortunately, this caveat must always be added considering the large number of fees, we are not being emotionally or physically abused. In which case, the only thing to work on is leaving, no matter how much the other apologizes or promises to change afterwards. In a realistic relationship, so too are there ups and downs, parts where we struggle or suffer, but we stick with it because it's worth it in the end. That is, if we are both willing to put in our own work rather than continually resenting the other for not doing their work. So basically, it was just putting into context how we look at relationships.
Yeah.
Because it's not just you falling in love, but mm-hmm. you have to grow in love.
right?
Exactly.
When you grow in love, it's you putting time, it's you putting effort, it's you putting a conscious decision to say, I am going to work on this with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes back to your point that your dad was talking about, that there'll never be like a perfect relationship,
yeah,
a perfect time or whatever, but you have to learn to put work in what is there at the time for you to be able to realize that this may be the one. It may not be the one right there and then,
yeah,
but you grow and you work towards it being the right situation for you.
And then that's when we compromise into the other one's life. So
exactly.
Do Pepe, and then I'm always like, so we're still thinking of the old age where, mm-hmm, where we say, if I show my girlfriend, if I show my partner that I love them, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
And then that's where we all get it wrong. We'll be like, mm-hmm, yeah, but then now you're in a fake separate relationship because the other person doesn't really know how you feel
because you're hiding your emotions.
Rather just go all out, all in, mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm, see how it ends. And
exactly. For me, I've actually also been a person who's done that, and I say to myself, no, I'm not going to show him, mm-hmm, that I love him,
yeah,
whatever. But with my current relationship, I've actually actively told myself, I'm going to tell him that I love him. When,
exactly,
I love him, I'm going to tell him I love him. When I miss him, I'm going to tell him I miss you.
Uh-huh.
When I want him to know that I support you, I'm going to tell him that I support you. When I want him to know that I think the world of him, I tell him as I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's done badly for me. I think it's done pretty okay for me.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm,
I don't know why people play games.
Exactly. In the first month of the relationship, I told my partner, oh, mm-hmm, I'm in this for everything. I'm in this to marry you. I'm in this to cook this up a,
yeah,
kitchen. Pretty good. I'm not here for fun. It's my fun is Gigi.
Go find someone.
Yeah, go find. Good. We're in this for this.
Yeah.
And then I like the statement on pillars. Like there's a lot of pillars in a relationship. Trust.
Yeah.
Trust is one of the things, but trust is earned. So, you're still kogutanga-tanga, and then there's no trust, and then be like, ah, Nchada, I'm out of this relationship.
Mm-hmm,
then,
mm-hmm,
yeah, you're not willing to put in work over it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, love, I take love as a raw diamond where you have to mold it into what you want it to be. You want it to be a ring,
mm-hmm,
you want it to be a what? So,
mm-hmm,
you have to polish it and make sure it's perfectly for you, it suits you.
Mm-hmm. So, but how has love been for you in this lockdown where you don't actually get to see your partner?
It's been amazing.
Really? That's different.
Yeah, because we've learned to love each other way more now, and,
mm-hmm,
we are always together though we are far apart.
Apart, yeah.
Because one thing is, we're always on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she wakes me up in the morning, and then, mm-hmm, the day is just like that. Everything that she's doing, she's with me on the phone. Everything that I'm doing,
mm-hmm,
on this side here, I'm on the phone. If I'm working, I'm on the phone. Sometimes,
mm-hmm,
when I have meetings, when I have Google meetings, she's,
mm-hmm,
she's on the phone, and I'm on a Google meeting on my computer.
That's good, like you.
So. Yeah, so it's been, we've learned a lot. We have even have had fights on the phone.
Yeah.
And then we have resolved them. But now, at the beginning, lockdown, it was a bit tense,
mm-hmm,
because she had just left here.
Though
I had said, don't go yet. And I was like, I want to go see my mom and what. I was like, okay, fine. So just go there for like 2 weeks and then come back.
So, and then she couldn't come back.
So as soon as she left, that's when the lockdown was introduced.
Oh dear.
So then I wanted her to fly back in, but then, yeah, I was worried that if she flew back in, she's going to be there for 21 days, and then there's going to be a lot of questions. I don't know if after 21 days, if she's going to go back to Zim, or they're going to allow her back into the country. That's when I was just like, just stay there. But
my situation,
mm-hmm,
let me tell you about me. It's been weird for us.
Yeah.
Because we are two very busy individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know me. You know how busy I get.
Yeah.
He is 3 if not 4 times busier than I am.
Ooh,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
So for him, he's having his board meetings. He's having his like really serious
situations going on, and we're limited in how many times we can talk to each other. Whereas before lockdown, I could easily just fly in. He does his thing in his boardroom, and I'm just like in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
And then Tozo and Anna like at night or cool, whatever. But now, it's like, I think it's been difficult for us. I think the last month actually has been the most frustrating, because we're used to seeing each other and we can do whatever we're doing. We're busy in our lives, but at least we can see each other.
Yeah.
Like at least once a week, I'll always see him, I'd fly over, see him, then come back to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been so hard, and we're both not phone people. You know, it's
about
I can YouTube you for months. Like that's just how we are.
Yeah.
It's been like a mess, but we've just really tried. But whew, this week I felt the frustration. I think I need some love advice. Jeez. But yeah, it's hard. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, because on this whole lockdown, I think this is when your love for your partner is really going to be tested. To those who are staying with them, to those who are not with them.
Even worse, when you're staying with them. Oh my God.
Because to those who
are on each other's nerves.
Yeah. And then it was a premature relationship. So
now you see.
Now you're secret.
This person, are they really for me?
Are they really for me?
I have friends who've complained about their wives. And like one friend was like, can I come sleep at your house? I'll use your spare room. I just can't be with this woman anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're married to her. You know? And he's like, no. She's not the person I thought I knew I was with. So, you know, a lot of the times when you are at work, right? Mm-hmm. You guys spend very little time together. So you see each other in the morning. Okay, you see each other at night. You have dinner. You sleep. You wake up. You go to work. Come back again at night. And that becomes the cycle. So you may not actually know each other as much as you
think. As much as, yeah.
Yeah. And then now you're forced to be with that person 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
But now, so now on your end, do you have plans? But I'm really happy about you right now, because you really talk about your partner.
It's because it's you. Like I would never, you know me. I would never. Because they're witches and wizards out there.
They are.
Who are waiting to hear about your glory, and they want to take your story. Yeah.
And make it their own and mold it into Autokadirira Nema Buzz always is.
Oh, they're ready with their wands, man. They're ready to just strike and just take away your happiness. But that's another reason why I don't talk about my relationship.
But I'm sure by the time they start doing that, you're gonna be solid into your relationship, and they're gonna do nothing about it.
Here's the thing about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something. You may think that nothing can happen, but people are just vile and cruel, right? So the one thing that I'll never do, no matter what, I'll never mention the name of the person that I'm dating. Ever. It comes hell, comes sunshine, because that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Because people will take information, right? They'll twist it around and go look for that person to give them, just so they can mess up what's good in your life.
Yeah.
It's a situation that happened where someone found out that we're dating, and they started feeding him with information. So it did like cause a little bit of a wedge between us, but now we're a little bit better, because I told them that I'm not going to compete with people coming to tell you stuff. If you want to be with me, be with me. If you don't want to be with me and be with those people, then be with them. So I had to kind of put my foot down and just be like, no, it's not going to happen. A lot of people will see you happy. A lot of people will see you smile. And for that reason alone, that may make them unhappy, because they're insecure about their own situation. So they're gonna look for any reason to just put you down. So I don't talk about my relationship. I don't talk much about future plans, because I know that at any point someone could just mess it up.
Someone could just mess it up. Especially future plans. Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Just don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
Because
when it happens, that's when you can announce it. But don't tell.
Even on my end with my relationship, there are a few huge steps that happened in my life and with my partner, but I haven't even told most of my circle.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Your relationship is not, it's not a community relationship. It's not a cooperative.
Where we're supposed to update people, right?
It's between you and your partner. Uh-huh. I don't believe in people posting their relationships talking about, did you see me and my partner did this and blah, blah, blah. I actually, sometimes I think I'm very bad with that because I can actually post and be like, oh my God, he bought me flowers. Oh my God, he did this for me. Mm-hmm. I have learned to stop. Because that in itself can make people hate you, and then when they're in their hearts, when they're thinking about you, that can actually do something spiritually. So I've just told myself, you know what?
Just
I'm
going to
experience
yourself.
My own moments. Yeah, don't post your partner online. That's a recipe for disaster. Me, in my case, I can't because the whole world, it'll become a headline.
So we're waiting for that. We even have the headline. You know, we're just waiting for the picture right now.
Exactly. I've gotten even to the point where I don't even say whether or not I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's how bad it's become. Don't do it.
Already being in a relationship is hard enough, but I think, for you guys, for celebrities, it's 20 times more terrible.
Even
because
worse.
Because
why are we talking about our partners? They're not in the business with us.
Yeah. But in my end, before we close up, on my end, we're gonna be vlogging with my partner. What you say? That's what I want. You're gonna know our love life.
But why?
I don't know, I'm joking. No, I'm gonna
yeah, you better
that.
Not.
I'm not gonna do
me
that.
As your sister, I'm gonna tell you this. Just don't do it. Because the minute you put it out there, you're putting pressure on your relationship to always be perfect. And yet relationships are not perfect.
Yeah.
They're hard work. So once you put yourself out there, now people are looking to see your next,
our next
situation,
move.
What happened, what's the next move. Okay, you haven't told us anything, given us updates about your relationship of late. So what's happening? Maybe they've broken up. People are waiting. They're just waiting.
And then the weird ones is when someone is pregnant and six weeks in, they're already announcing it. I'm like,
No, and that's the worst even. Do you know what happened with me and my pregnancy?
Yeah.
I announced it after she was born.
Hey.
Yes. So some people didn't even see me pregnant. A lot of people were supposed to be like, yeah,
how?
Because I waited. So many things happen in between and you don't want to preempt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And things like children are so sensitive, man.
Yeah.
Like, I promise you, I put out my pregnancy shoot a week after I'd given birth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that was my decision. I'm just going to, I was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go dark for the next 10 months if you're pregnant, mm-hmm. right? We're going to take pictures, mm-hmm. we're going to take everything. And then after
enjoy
the baby's
all the moments
born, yeah,
for yourself.
After the baby's born, in the next 9 months, we're going to post the progress. We're going to, so after 9 months, we're going to post that. Now you're pregnant, now with this, now this, mm-hmm. now this. So, mm-hmm. and then when I was going to, boom, the kid is 2 years old. I'm like, what? We thought, what?
And I guess for some people, you want to share with your family and your friends. Uh-huh. That's okay.
Yeah, that's it. But now, when it comes to sharing to my mother, she's going to post it. And I know that sometimes I send a selfie, be like, yo, this is me. The next thing, as soon as they're there, I'm like,
But if you know your mother like that, you must also plan it accordingly, you know.
Know what to post to her, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Know what you're giving the people.
Mm-hmm.
I post knowing that I'm giving them this because I want them to know now.
Uh-huh.
I've had holidays that I've never even told anyone about. I've had trips that I've gone to funny places, but until today, a lot of people don't know. But I'll wake up one day, right, and I'll just be like, okay, so today I'm going to post. I remember going to Dubai, and we went, we came back, and then like 2 months later, that's when I was like, okay, time to post. And
I learned that from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I learned that from you. There's a time I went on holiday as well. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later on, that's when I was like, when I didn't have anything to post.
That's when you
post. That's when I post.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can harvest content.
Mm-hmm.
Content never gets old.
And I see that a lot of people again. I know of one person who is in lockdown right now here in South Africa, but they're posting videos and pictures where they're in America.
You see?
For the lockdown yesterday, we've been receiving new content. I'm like,
you see now.
People bank on content.
Just harvest it. Like there's never, you know, you can never waste content.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have pictures that I post today. Professional pictures, like studio pictures that I've done like months ago. I remember there's a whole shoot that I did last year in May and I only posted it this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you on another level?
Yeah. I just, there comes a time you're like, okay, now is the perfect time.
Yeah, the perfect time. But yeah, this is all the time that we had on the show with my Paris people.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, celebrity in Paris. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. But soon I'll be having a tour in Paris, eh?
Now to Kupuna. We should meet the people.
Meet the people. Yeah, give the people what they want. So yo, those want me to come to Paris. Shout out to everyone else who's in Paris. Be like, no, I'm not discriminating. You know, I love you all the same. Just that yo, Paris is winning right now. So hey. Share the podcast. Kuta tii uyo ndobo number one. But Zimbabwe though. But guys though, fam, Zim, what's happening? Aiywa.
I love it.
But yo, thank you so much for being here. I know it's been a lot. Sam, okay, I'm just gonna say, I know I'm about to close, but I'm just gonna say this. Sam abuses me, hey? At some point.
I don't abuse you.
You abuse me. Yes, you do.
I don't. I challenge you to do great things every day. Okay. So people like me, just we're fine tuning you, we're refining you, like iron sharpens iron. That's what happens.
Yeah. No. Do you know? Which is true. I bought half of my equipment, my studio equipment, because of you. I remember this the time I bought this equipment on a first shoot that we had with you at it was in 2017.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow, you've never told me this.
Yes, I'm telling you now. Yeah, I have my equipment, I've bought it because of you. Because you challenged me. I remember there was a time when you were like, I want a smooth shot of this and what. And last night I didn't have a gimbal with me.
Uh-huh.
And I had to do it freehand. But now I own equipment that can do that. And I've got more. I haven't told you yet, and I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to see them when I come back.
No, but you know what?
Yeah.
You need to post this on Twitter so that the people know that I'm inspiring. People just think I'm out there looking pretty on Instagram with my plus size self. But yeah. I'm inspiring the youth.
The youth is...
Of Paris.
Of
And
welcome. Now you know what you said. Yes. The youth is of Paris.
Give me some respect in these streets.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of the person that you're becoming.
And yeah, and you're amazing. And I say this on a personal message, because I'm not up to the people who be like, Pantango Manya Kuma Street, Twitter, or online to thank someone. Be like, yo, thank you for this and all that. But I've said this personally in your DM. Be like, you're amazing. You're. And I don't know, it's no quiz aesthetic. You're not role model. No, you're not. But what do you call role model like?
Or like.
Like, yeah, not like. Exactly, but all like.
Right. I'll take that.
Yeah. Which, I'll take that. So if I want, every time I want to make a huge step, I was telling you. Though I didn't tell you on one huge step that I made. That was so good as IT, I'm sure you know what this is.
Yeah.
But then
I was pissed. Okay, anyway. Yeah. That's an okay story. Yeah,
I know you were. But anything else, I'm just gonna be like, I'm always like, yo, Sam, what do you think of 1233? Mr. Ed, sorry, 1233, which is amazing. I'm happy to have you in my life, and here's to more years to come. And
yeah.
Aww. Ah, boo. So, ATG. So, that on Paris wasn't respect. Hey? Hey? On Paris wasn't respect.
His nickname, Paris people. His nickname is Abu. Abu. Get that right.
But yeah, this has been another episode of Totally Random Podcast. Chilling with Miss Fred.
Yes. Red bye.
Bye.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.